In Syria today, Foreign Minister Walid Mo'alem said the government will soon present an unprecedented example of democracy in the troubled Middle East. The comments are the latest attempt by the regime to blunt 3 months of protests against the rule of President Bashar al-Assad, protests which have continued despite the government's bloody crackdown on pro-democracy demonstrators. The opposition says more than 1,000 protesters have been killed. The government disputes the numbers, blames the protests on armed gangs, and for the most part, foreign journalists have not been able to get inside to confirm either story. But the BBC's Sue Lloyd-Roberts was able to get into the capital, Damascus, undercover. She met with some of the protesters and prepared this report.
The road to Damascus. I'm traveling without permission from the authorities to meet with the protesters. Syria is a dangerous place to be, particularly for those demanding a change of regime. Aliya, the mother of a young daughter, had to go into hiding after leading a group of women demonstrators.
I don't want my daughter to grow up like I did, having always to say something in one place and something else in another. I want her to be free. I want her to say what she wants, where she wants, when she wants.
And what the protesters want is for President Assad to go. Raed Saif has been campaigning for change for decades and has been imprisoned for his pains.
After all what happened, after 1,300 at least lost their life for the revolution, and after 1,000 injured and 10,000 arrested, and now we say there is no way to go back to the old situation. Syria is belongs to the Syrian. Syria is not belongs to the Assad family, and this let's say Assad family forever should have been stopped. It's enough. The Syrian would never accept it anymore.
Life in Syria is now dominated by Friday protests. Who will go? Who will risk being killed by army snipers? Will they survive to return home afterwards? It's Thursday evening, the eve of what's become protest day here in Syria, and people are dashing home before the roadblocks are set up between the suburbs of Damascus and the city itself. The last thing that authorities want is for people to converge on the city, recreating the Damascus equivalent of Cairo's Tahrir Square. People here told me that a mass demonstration in Damascus wouldn't be like Egypt. It would be a massacre. One Syrian soldier who has defected confirmed to me the brutality of the regime.
They gave us the orders to fire heavily at unarmed people. We were surprised to be told to shoot randomly. No distinction between women, children, armed or unarmed men. Many, many were killed. All unarmed civilians.
This week saw the biggest demonstration in Damascus yet. Not of Tahrir Square proportions, but hundreds turned out to pour scorn on the president's latest promises of reconciliation. People here tell you that the fear barrier has been broken. 3 months on, hundreds of dead. Who's winning?
We're paying a very high price, but we are winning.
And my main wish to see Syria free before I die, and that's what I was struggling for years for that. And I'm sure it will not be so long that I'm very optimistic I will see it.
Protests take place outside mosques in Syria because it is the only place where people are allowed to congregate. In about a month's time, it'll be Ramadan, when thousands more would attend daily prayer. This, people say, will be when the real revolution will begin.
That report from the BBC's Sue Lloyd-Roberts.